This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of protesters blockaded at Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday night, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, and the release of demonstrators arrested during the territory's worst political crisis in decades. The demonstration was noisy, but mainly peaceful. Hong Kong police slammed the protesters for besieging their headquarters, calling the demonstration illegal and irrational, and vowed to pursue the ringleaders. This as they cleared barricades protesters had set up as large trucks hauled away trash. Hundreds of thousands marched in Hong Kong this month to oppose a proposed law that would allow the extradition of suspected criminals to mainland China for trial. Consideration of that bill has been indefinitely postponed. President Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, minutes before they were to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out, and tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150. So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that he will take the recommendations of UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet seriously. Speaking after meeting Bachelet late Friday, Maduro said that there are always going to be different criteria in every country, but I told her that she can count on me as president to take her suggestions, her recommendations, and her proposals seriously. Meanwhile, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido also said that Bachelet will leave two delegates in Venezuela. This is VOA News. Georgia and Russia are blaming